Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dev Radio. My name is Jeremy Foster. I'm a developer evangelist at Microsoft, and I'm here with Mike Daly. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Where are you at?
I'm in Dundee, Scotland, at home.
Oh, that's exciting. And it looks like you've got a pretty interesting backdrop there.
Yeah, lots of collected stuff.
There you go. I'm in Seattle, Washington today, so we might have similar weather. It's gray and dreary.
It's very cold here just now.
Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to be talking with Mike a little bit about Yo-Yo Games. Mike, do you want to just introduce yourself real quick?
Sure. So I'm head of development at Yo-Yo Games. I started programming back when I was about 13, started on a ZX81, a tiny little computer with 1K of RAM. I upgraded to a ZX Spectrum and another UK computer, and then went on to a Commodore 64 and started my professional career at DMA Design, working on Commodore 64. I did a couple of games on that, Ballistics and Blood Money, and then moved on to do console work with the PC Engine, then on to the Super Nintendo, and then started doing PC work. In between all that, we created and released a game called Lemmings, which was quite well known. And then when we started doing PC work, I came up with the engine that created GTA, Grand Theft Auto, for the PC. So we did Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2. So I was at DMA for about 10 years doing all these different kind of things. And then moved on to some other companies over the next 3 or 4 years. And then ended up at Yo-Yo Games, where we've started to write an improved game maker.
Awesome. Well, that's quite a robust career track. Do you still have that Commodore 64 somewhere behind you right there?
I have several, yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about Yo-Yo is, what the company's like, what their history is, and what you do now.
So Yo-Yo Games is was founded in about 2006. They bought a game maker from a guy called Mark Overmars, who started it way back in 1999. So it's actually a really old program. They did a couple of versions on their own. And in about 2009-10, myself and a guy called Russell Kay, who was also an ex-DMA design member, joined Yo-Yo to basically take it out of its infancy. Game Maker was a PC-only product. It was quite basic in that the code it generated, you could do indie games, but nothing terribly complicated, and it was solely restricted to the PC platform. So what we were brought in to do is to move it onto other targets. So we started with the PlayStation Portable, which was a very low benchmark, like 200 and something megahertz, so very low, knowing that once we got it onto that, we could then move it onto other things. Once we started doing that, we then moved into other areas. So basically, the whole goal of Yo-Yo initially was to take community games, because we've got a huge community, about 300,000, 400,000 members, and take the best of their games and publish them on these other platforms. So we started out doing that, and we got it onto PlayStation, we got it onto iPhone and Android, and we started publishing all these other games from members. What we found was we ended up rewriting most of it, because while the concepts from our users were really good, the code was, it was a backroom, bedroom coder style. Usually it was the first game they've completed and just new ideas, so we rewrote it all. Yeah. So now what we find ourselves doing is we basically write games to prove what Game Maker can do. So we've got a huge spread of styles in games. Normally when a company writes games, you'll stick to what is selling. So you'll get the same kind of genre throughout the company's history. We don't do that. We're trying to prove how good Game Maker is and the kind of games it can write. And because of this, we've got a massive spread of styles in our games, from solitaire to platformers, to shoot 'em ups, 3D games, the whole works. And while we still do the end users, the community's games, we try and concentrate more on what's going to display off and show off Game Maker itself. So we've got this kind of little circle of approval. The tech team that I'm part of make Game Maker, and then our publishing team will take it, make a game, and then they'll feed back into the tech team to say, we need this feature. So it's a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. It works really well. Eating your own dog food, as it were, it makes the product better and better. We don't just put features in because we think they're cool. We put them in because they're needed. So yo-yos kind of evolved from what started out as a YouTube of games to doing Game Maker and improving it and making games that do really well on their own merit, but to prove Game Maker. And it's just this continual cycle that we keep going through.
Okay, so one thing I'm not quite clear on yet, Michael, are more of the games that exist on the Yo-Yo platform created by Yo-Yo or by developers?
Initially, they were all by us, because until we brought out Game Maker Studio, it was only us that could publish on the different platforms. So we have about 20 to 30 games out ourselves. Since we've released Game Maker Studio, everybody can make games on whatever platform that we support. And we don't keep track of the actual games because it's very much make the game and release it, and there's no real hint of the fact that it's using Game Maker in there. So because we don't keep track of them, we know that there's a good few out there, but we don't know the exact numbers. You know, 10, 20, 30, they're all over the place, from HTML5 to Windows, to Windows Phone, to iOS, to Android. They're everywhere.
Gotcha. Now, do you have any sort of a central library, or do you just kind of count on the different app market stores to distribute those apps?
Yeah, so what Game Maker does is it creates what we call an app-ready product. So you'll make your game in Game Maker, and then you will export it to a platform, and you'll get a file out that you can upload directly to a store. So for the Windows Store, you get out the PFX bundle thing that you use. That can be uploaded directly to the Windows Store, completely ready to just be stored on there, so the user doesn't need to know very much about it. Same with the iOS and Android, they get APKs and whatnot. So we don't have our own store for selling. We just let the Google, Apple, and Microsoft do all the selling.
Gotcha. Gotcha. So why would I, if I was a developer, choose to use the Yo-Yo game engine? And tell me if I'm saying that correctly, but why would I choose to use the Yo-Yo game engine instead of maybe another library or just kind of writing it from scratch on my own?
Well, what we found is Game Maker itself is incredibly quick at letting you develop. Over the past couple of years, the games we've brought out, we figure that we can get games out about 80% quicker using Game Maker than anything else. It's got all the infrastructure there for actually making games. It does all your collision, your signs, you just put resources in. It's got a very intuitive interface. So on its own, just getting games out 80% quicker is a real selling point anyway. But our biggest selling point that we see is the cross-platform nature. Normally when you're creating a game, if you're going to another platform, you've got a good 2 or 3 months again to get that product ready for the next platform. And that's only true if you're writing it in C++ or whatever like that. If you have to take it to HTML5, then you're going to write from scratch and you're going to have the entire development time again. So what Game Maker lets you do is there's a little drop-down menu at the top. You just select the target and export and you're done. So although you can take advantage of the particular products and check which product you're on and put a little bit of code in if you want, for the most part, it's just write your game code, select the output, and export, and that's it. Which means you don't have this huge lead time of having to convert from platform to platform. I think our record is exporting to 12 different platforms or stores in one release, which is unheard of.
That's awesome. That's really awesome. Is it possible after you've created a package to go and modify that? So if I create myself a Windows 8 package, I assume that's going to be created as HTML and JavaScript. Is that right?
There's two different sizes. The Windows 8 part, which is JavaScript, mm-hmm. and there's the Windows Phone 8, which is a native runner.
Okay.
So the Windows 8 one, you could probably pull it apart and do stuff with. I doubt you'd really want to.
I see.
We support full JavaScript extensions, so you could write whatever you want in there in the first place. So there should be no real need for you to have to pull it apart. We don't have extensions yet on the native side, but that's coming really soon. So again, once that's there, you won't have to pull it apart. The iOS one, again, you probably know. Android, there's no real need to.
Yeah.
So the Windows 8 Store JavaScript, with the extensions already there, because it's JavaScript, because it's web-based, you can do anything in there that you could on the web. So you write it in an extension and you've got access to the full web anyway. So there should be no need to pull stuff apart.
I see. Well, that's pretty exciting. And how many different platforms did you say I could, if once I've created a Yo-Yo game, I could actually put it on?
We do Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, HTML5, Windows 8, Windows 8 phone, and we'll be doing Linux and other targets soon as well. And that's all from great. The menu. So
that's easy. So one effort, and then it goes to all those different places.
Single code base, export, you're done.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, where might Yo-Yo and the game industry be going? Tell us what you think it might look like in 5 years.
I mean, it's tricky, 5 years. It's changing so quickly now already. But what is becoming apparent is with all the different devices you've got, I think you're going to end up wanting to play the same thing across these devices and continuing your play from device to device. So you could be on your phone playing something and then go home, carry it out on the web, or go to your TV and then carry on playing from there. You see it a little bit with some video players and stuff over here just now. You can be watching it on your phone and then carry on where you left off at home. I think that's going to become more important. We've done that with one of our games called Gravemaker. This you can play it on your Android, then you can go home, you can play it on the PC, and so on. And I think that kind of play, particularly with people on Facebook playing all these social games, then going out on the phone, I think carrying on these experiences is going to get more and more important.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's exciting. You're enjoying your work there then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Well, it's been really nice talking to you. Is there anything else that you want to add?
No, go and buy Game Maker. It's awesome.
Great. All right. Yeah, go and buy Game Maker. Yo-Yo Game Maker. Well, it's been really nice tuning in with all of you. Thank you very much for tuning in to Dev Radio. And until next time, I'm Jeremy Foster, and thank you, Michael. And we'll see you all later.